بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ود كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق، فاعفوا واصفحوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره، إن الله على كل شيء قدير. صدق الله العظيم. For this morning's brief tafsir, I've chosen this verse, verse number 109 from Surah Al-Baqarah. In this ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala is bringing forward to us a stark reality that we ought to be vigilant about. Allah Ta'ala explains the devious ways, the trickery of the Jews and the Christians. Allah Ta'ala says, وَدَّ كَثِيرٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ, that many of the Ahlul Kitab, referring to the Jews and the Christians, it is their desire that لَوْ يَرُدُّونَكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْلِ إِيمَانِكُمْ كُفَّارًا, that to return you to the ways of the kafirun, to return you, take you away towards kufr, and pull you away from your iman and from your Islamic ideals, from your Islamic culture, Islamic values. And what is the reason for this? حَسَدًا مِّنْ عِنْدِ أَنفُسِهِمْ, merely based on the fact that they are jealous. Jealousy that is hinged on the fact that the Nabi Akhir al-Zaman, the final messenger, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was sent amongst the Arab nation. He was not born into the Jewish community, nor among the Christians, but born to the Muslim nation. This created jealousy in their hearts. So by hook and by crook, in all ways, they are trying to trick the Muslims into adopting the ways, the customs, the culture of the Jews and the Christians. So Allah Ta'ala says, مِن بَعْلِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الْحَقِّ, this after the truth emerged and surfaced, became apparent to them, the truth being that Allah Ta'ala has chosen to send the Nabi Akhir al-Zaman, the final messenger, amongst the Arab nation, not amongst the Jews, not amongst the Christians. Allah Ta'ala says, فَعْفُوا وَاصْفَحُوا, that overlook, ignore them, keep to your principles, keep to your Islamic ideals and values, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِ, until the command of Allah Ta'ala comes, until Allah Ta'ala takes them to task. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ, surely Allah Ta'ala has power over everything. So this is something we have to be very, very vigilant about. Jewish, Christian propaganda machinery bombarding us on the TV screens, on social media, on the internet, trying all ways to lead Muslims away from the Islamic values, from the teachings of the Quran, from the Sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even wanting to snatch the iman. So this was based on jealousy, as Allah Ta'ala says. Because what they have read in the scriptures, in the Torah, in the Injil, signs of the final messenger, when they found that these signs aptly fitted Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is a Nabi Akhir al-Zaman, in the heart of hearts, they knew that this is the final messenger. Yet they were not prepared to accept, they were not prepared to believe, they were not prepared to embrace him as the final Nabi. In another verse of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَعَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِهِ, that initially, before the coming of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these people used to look forward anxiously to the arrival of the final messenger, so much so that they used to use the final messenger as the intermediary, putting his name forward in order to seek divine assistance against the enemies. They used to make dua that Allahumma inna nas'aluka bihaqqi nabiyyaka alladhi wa'adtana an tab'athahu fi akhir az-zaman an tansurana ala aduwina. This is the dua they used to make, that O Allah, we beseech you in the name of the final messenger whom you have promised to send in the latter times, that make him an intermediary, that on the basis of his barakah, his blessings, you assist us against our enemies. This is how much they were looking forward, waiting the arrival of the final Nabi. Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ مَهَرَفُوا. Eventually, when this Nabi came in, in whom they saw all the signs, they knew he was the final Nabi, yet kafarubi. They rejected him. They disbelieved. They were not prepared to embrace him as the final messenger. الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاءُهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala says in another verse, those whom we have blessed with divine scriptures, the Jews and the Christians, they recognize Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They know he is the final Nabi. But knowing is not sufficient. Believing, that is important. That is the crux of Iman. They were not prepared to believe. They recognized him, knew that he is the final Nabi, just as they knew their own children, that these are my children. Yet they were not prepared to accept. So today too, the Jewish Christian propaganda is working overtime, and we are so gullible, taken in hook, line and sinker. They are dangling the carrot, our Islamic values, ideals, to the extent that sometimes it becomes difficult to differentiate that are we truly Muslims or are we Christians and Jews. In this so-called festive season, what is happening? We are also taking part in their festivities. New Year's Day arrives. Fireworks go off. Muslims participating in this even more than the Christians. In countries like the United Arab Emirates, in Dubai, New Year's Eve, the fireworks display that happens near the Burj Khalifa, fireworks behind which millions of dollars are squandered. They celebrate New Year's Eve with more pomp than even Western countries. Money is squandered. Money is wasted. Yea, even in South Africa, our youth,